Track 5. Lorna meets Anna Cotterill, the president of Norwich Rotary Club, and hears what this organisation is doing at present to help a couple of charities, End Polio Now and Wrap Up, which is aiming to provide warm winter coats for those in need.
Hello. Right. Hello. I'm sitting with Anna, who is the president of the Rotary Club. I'm invited round to her home, and I'm very fortunate. And she's going to be talking to me about, and to you, about what Rotary is doing in Norwich. And she's the president of Rotary Norwich.
Yes, I have to say Rotary. Good morning, by the way. I have to say Rotary Norwich because there are several Rotary clubs in Norwich, mm-hmm. and so this is the one I'm president of. Is the Rotary Club of Norwich, Rotary Norwich, the oldest club, incidentally, founded mm-hmm. in or got its charter in 1922.
Oh right.
So we've had our centenary. So we're a very prestigious club, of course.
Yeah, of course, and. Perhaps you'd like to tell me what you're up to in this year of your presidency.
Ooh, lots of things. Well, I think probably seeing as we're talking now in October, mm-hmm. what I'd like to focus on at the moment is the End Polio Now
yeah.
campaign and the campaign to eradicate polio mm-hmm. Was something that was started by both the Rotary Foundation in company with the Gates Foundation in the US. And the two got together. Rotary's been very involved in a lot of the research that's been done and the really helping to spread the programme, perhaps spread's the wrong word, but to really develop the programme all over the world to try and eradicate polio.
So where is it to be found now?
Well, now, because everybody thinks it's gone and it hasn't, the two mm-hmm. main pockets are Afghanistan and Pakistan, partly because of a very difficult terrain, the lots of places very difficult to get to mm. and also there's a certain amount of opposition in certain places. So it's a huge push that's still going on.
All right. So perhaps you'd like to say what you've been doing then here in Norwich in relation to this.
Well, here in Norwich, well, last Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. there were all sorts of things for sale in the showground. There was yeah. also an antiques fair going on, but we had our own stalls there advertising the eradication of polio. Mm-hmm. And we were selling crocus corms.
Oh, beautiful. So what colour were they?
Purple. And do you know why?
Go on, tell us.
I'll tell you. Okay. So the purple crocus corm has come to represent the vaccination that's given mainly to children, because children are the prime victims, if you like, of polio. In parts of the world, such as Pakistan, Afghanistan, some parts of India, where there's no actual written medical record for children. Mm-hmm. So when they have their vaccination to show they've been vaccinated, there's a little blob of purple dye which is put on their little finger right. instead of a written record. So the yeah. purple crocus has mm-hmm. come to represent that the vaccination.
Oh. So how do you then progress? You were selling the corms
yeah,
there. What
yes.
else have you done with them then?
Well, with the crocus corms, a lot. About a week ago, I received 4,000 crocus corms. Quite heavy they are, actually. They're tiny, tiny, but quite heavy. And then I gave 2,000 to Reverend Matt Luscombe, who is the vicar at Tuxwood Church, St Paul's in Tuxwood. Mm-hmm. And some are going to go then in Tuxwood Primary School. Some are going to go around the church.
Yeah.
Some are going to go into some planters in the community area in Tuxwood. And the other 2,000 I donated to the John Innes Centre.
Mm-hmm.
John Innes particularly, because they are very involved in developing a new vaccine in collaboration with various other universities and or the whole thing being overseen by the World Health Organization. And one of the key figures in this development is Professor George Lomonosov, who works at the John Innes Center. And so it seemed very appropriate that they would be involved in this real push to advertise the movement to end polio.
Oh, I think that's so important. I actually have a friend who suffered terribly with polio, so it is incredibly important what you're doing. So have you been into... No, actually, I think you've got a dinner coming up, haven't you?
I have. Yes, it's a lunch, actually. A lunch on the 20th of November, where we shall be having Ian Collins, who used to live and work in Norwich. He used to be a big contributor to the EDP. He's also an art critic. He's a writer. He curated the Masterpieces exhibition at the Sainsbury's Centre some years ago now. Mm-hmm. But he just produced a book on Ronald Blythe, who was the author of Aikenfield, if you remember, years ago. Yeah. And he's coming to be our speaker. And all the funds from that occasion will be going to End Polio Now.
Oh, well, that's so good. So, you're doing that, and I presume, well, you've got other events happening at the moment.
Ah, well, right now, yes, another big event, that again, a Rotary event, is the wrap-up, the collection of warm winter coats. People who no longer need winter coats, and believe you me, people get rid of coats that I would think look brand new, but obviously they don't, for whatever reason, they don't want them anymore, all kinds of reasons, but they donate them to us, to Rota. We've got collection boxes around in various places in Norwich right now, and we collect, obviously, the coats from the boxes, take them all together and sort them into adult, male, female, teenage, children, this sort of thing. And then at the end of the collection period, which will be in November, we shall then be distributing them to various locations where there's a huge need. There'll be hostels for the homeless, such as St Martin's, that's not the only one. Places like Leeway for the victims of domestic abuse, all sorts of places where we know there is a need for warm winter coats.
And we can take them to?
Well, there's a collection box at in Mutts & Co, which is part of the Waitrose building in Eton. There are some in Brundle. I have had one. There's one at Framlingham Earl School, which is also available to the public should they want to use it. All sorts of, because it's not just Norwich, they're out at Wroxham as well. Various Rotary clubs. Yeah. Wroxham, Bure Valley, Yare Valley, which is in Strumpshaw. There's no Rotary Blackfriars and Rotary, where else? Oh, our Rotary. I think that's probably it for this year. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
Quite a few.
So we could always look up to find out where to send it somewhere.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly.
Presume you've got
that. Exactly. It's called Wrap Up.
Wrap Up. Okay.
Wrap Up, yes.
All right. Anyway, so anything else you want to add about the polio bit?
Well, just I will mention this because this is going out for people in Norfolk. Polio is a waterborne disease. It's a virus which it infects bathing water. Therefore, typically, rivers and swimming pools. And in Norwich, the River Yare became known. And finally, it was established. Obviously, it wasn't known at the time, but established that was the place where the infections took place, where it was passed on. And it used to be known as the summer plague in the UK because people obviously are bathing in the waters in the summer. So I think the River Yare probably doesn't have any polio in now, though I wouldn't like to say. But,
No,
I won't go there.
Oh, okay then. Right. Is there anything else you wanted to... I mean, I know you do so much for a school abroad, and for little children there.
Oh, I've thought of something else for children. I also took Corms last week. My husband did, actually, to Earlham Nursery School. They are, the children there are planting some as well. They've got 200 or 300 to plant in their school grounds. So that's another little spot of Norwich that's going to have purple crocus.
That's excellent. I'd like to see those.
Yes, yes.
All right. So did you want to just mention about this school you have, or shall we have a separate chat about that?
I think a separate chat, because it's quite a lot.
It's a big subject,
isn't it? Yes, a big subject. So maybe another time.
I think we'll have another chat with Anna, and she can talk about some very special children who are in need of help and what Anna's done in the past to help them. Thanks ever so much, Anna.
Thank you, Lorna. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And a lovely cup of coffee. Thank you. Cheers.